stop, reflect, refocus on light and life, going deeper. Christmas is full of distractions and noise, lots and lots of noise. It's amazing that at the heart of this day is the birth of a child some 2,000 years ago. Regardless of what your opinion is of him, Jesus Christ has and continues to have a significant impact on the thinking and lives of many people around the world. From such a simple yet truly phenomenal event that is God entering our world as a man to save it, we attach bonbons, turkeys, late-night shopping, Barbies, the latest PlayStation, Christmas Day reruns of Wind in the Willows, preparations for Boxing Day sales, overeat over Christmas, lose weight now, deals by weight loss clinics, elves, reindeers, Christmas nut selections, plum pudding, gift packs ranging from pretty biscuit tins to socks in a collectible Christmas tin. Come on. It kind of reminds me of when someone asks an awkward question at a dinner party. There's silence for a while, and then someone will start talking about the weather or the game that was on last night. Anything to distract away from that can of worms topic that may wreck the entire night. I think this is what happens at both Christmas and Easter. If we dwell too long on the main focus of the day, it may require us to reassess our understanding of life, the universe, and everything. That's too much to deal with. Pass the stuffing. Perhaps we have to stop distracting ourselves and spend some time looking at the consequences of the original meaning of Christmas. If the birth of Jesus Christ is, as the Bible asserts, God loving the world so much that he sent his Son to restore the broken relationship between God and us, then that has serious consequences. If we dwell on this concept too long, we may soon realize that our response to such an act is to turn our lives over to the one who is ruler over all, the one who made us and loved us so much that he paid the price for us to be in a right relationship with him. That's a really humbling thing to do. Or we could quickly change the subject and just reach for the party hat and laugh at the recycled dad jokes that fell out of the bonbon. There are too many distractions at Christmas time. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.